As our climate continues to warm here in the desert, growing food sustainably could become a serious challenge. So researchers at the University of Arizona are working to find new ways to approach agriculture. And they've come up with one that's garnering some attention. Their experiment in agrivoltaics was recently named a finalist in Fast Company's World Changing Ideas Awards.
Lauren, hold on a second. Agrivoltaics sounds like a made-up word.
It kind of is. Here's how lead researcher Greg Barron-Gafford puts it.
That's just a mashup of agriculture and photovoltaics or solar panels.
So picture this, rows and rows of crops growing underneath a canopy of solar panels.
Okay, I don't know much, but wouldn't that mean they couldn't get any sunlight?
Right, it seems that way. But these researchers found that they could actually grow more food underneath these solar panels where they couldn't get any direct sunlight. So they started by growing a salsa garden. Here's Barron-Gafford via Skype with more.
So we grew cilantro, bell pepper, and tomatoes, and we saw that the plants did really well under the shade, almost surprisingly well, because, you know, we all learned in biology class that plants like light, and it's a thing that they really need to grow. And so we truly wondered whether or not they could have enough light under these solar panels, and we found that they did. They actually produced more when they were under the solar panels.
So it's not just that they're in the shade under the solar panels. Can you explain what the solar panels are doing to the sunlight that reaches the plants that might make that happen?
Sure. What we found is that the solar panels are keeping the plants from being in completely full sun. So they are just a really useful shade source. And the solar panels, because they're preventing so much direct sunlight hitting the ground, it's causing our irrigation to be more efficient. So just think for the average listener, if you spilled your water bottle out in a sunny spot versus in the shade, which would stay wet longer?
Right.
In the shade. And so it was kind of one of these, oh, duh, moments. Like, surely if we can shade the soil, that water that we spend so much energy getting down to our agricultural areas could actually do more work. And so we found that the soils underneath this co-located agriculture and photovoltaic area really does stay wet longer, to the point where we can water half as much and keep the same moisture levels as in a traditional growing setting.
So this could be really important going forward, given the changes we're facing in our climate, especially here in the desert.
Yes, we think so. We think that this could be something that could really add some resiliency to our agricultural systems and our energy systems, given the likelihood of, you know, future drought and temperature extremes. And it truly has turned into a win-win-win, as Steve Carell would say from The Office. So the solar panels are providing the shade, which allows the irrigation to do more work. That's a win. The food production has actually been higher in terms of tomatoes and peppers, the two species we've tried primarily. Also, it's extending the growing season. We've been able to extend the amount of time that we can grow certain crops because it doesn't hit that really hot threshold in the summer or those really cold times in the winter under these panels. And that final win is the solar panels themselves. So we're all familiar with evaporative coolers, and our skin is like an evaporative cooler. Plants do evaporative cooling too. Whenever they open their pores or their stomata to do photosynthesis, water escapes. And it's turned out that having the plants under the solar panels actually cools those panels down. As I mentioned before, they get too hot, they're less efficient. If you can cool them down, they become more efficient. And that's just what we're seeing here.
So there's a real symbiotic relationship happening among all those things.
Isn't it great that a symbiotic relationship can occur between living and non-living things?
Yeah. So are you working with farmers? Do you think that this is something that could change the way that we produce food in this country?
I think this clearly, for me, has a lot of implications for dry lands around the world, not even just in our country. Thinking about more marginal lands that are frankly currently too hot or too dry, because this system seems to take both of those stress edges off for the plants, it could be really useful. And so far, two of our three research sites have been at local schools down here in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And so it's been great because the fourth graders at one school and the sophomores and juniors at another school are not only learning how to actually grow crops because of the community garden program, but we're seeing just how little of a barrier there is to adoption. This idea of co-location seems kind of wacky until we started trying out these smaller scales. And I really think this could work out well at the community garden scale.
Right. So is it like starting at the community garden scale and then one day you could see this happening on a large level, like anywhere there's a large solar field, you could also plant crops underneath?
I think you're onto something there. So starting with the community garden scale seems useful. And the larger scale productions are next in our sights. We've made sure that we've tried to approach farmers and actual practitioners as we move forward. So making sure we elevate the panels high enough that people can work underneath. That's one other aspect, is that just like you and I, the farm laborers would probably prefer to be in a shadier environment where we've actually measured our skin temperatures to be quite a bit cooler in the shade. And we believe that this could really be instrumental in reducing some of the worker health issues that we find in the Southwest.
That's my conversation with Greg Barron-Gafford, an associate professor of biogeography and ecosystem science at the University of Arizona, who has been working to develop agrivoltaics.